Well, it's outside the box, and but it's a tight call. And the second one looks offside on the replays, and, you know, they're big calls. But routinely, this game was heading to an Arsenal 2-0 victory, and it was never that. It was never that simple. We played probably the best football that I've played since I've been manager here. And the finish at the end, we warranted that. And more, really. But football can sometimes come and harm you when you don't deserve it. We didn't deserve to get beat today.
Boos, weren't there, for the officials at full-time and half-time? And the Palace fans probably well within their rights. That second goal, clearly Welbeck offside in the build-up.
Yeah, but I don't want to harp on about that, because the performance of the fans today and our players was exemplary. We couldn't have done any more than we did against Arsenal. And I was kicking myself on the sideline that we're 2-0 down, because we were so much better than that. And then in the last moments kind of summed the game up a little bit. We had, in the last incident, we do an unbelievable bit of ability from Yannick. He hits a great ball in the box. He hits the post and literally rebounds straight into the arms of the keeper. And that kind of summed our day up a little bit. So what didn't go for us today, calls didn't go our way, but they will. It'll even itself out.
Was that the message to Glenn Murray? Go and get us a point. He nearly did, didn't he?
Well, Glenn had two or three chances when he came on, and he's been patient. Fraser was brilliant today. Lost him to a hamstring. We lost Shamak and Sanogo. So, you know, it's lucky we got a decent pool of strikers to call on. But I couldn't be... I can't remember being as fulfilled as a manager on a defeat for a long, long time.